karka, lav dafka building a bayis, what we mentioned yesterday, a gardener, a plumber, a painter, an electrician, anyone who's working on something which is mechuvah lakarka, right, whether it's outside the house or inside the house, that has a din of farhesya, and therefore there's going to be a marisayim. There's going to be a marisayim. Today we're going to discuss in Simin Reish Nun, that's Simin Reish Mem Dalet, discussing a sodeh and a bayis. Reish Nun Beis discusses metaltalim, kelim, kablonis by kelim. Right? But before we start that, just want to have one question to ask you. Is there any problem with the sanitation department picking up your garbage? You put the cans out on, on Erev Shabbos. Let's say they would come on Shabbos. They
like
usually don't. But is there any problem? Everybody sees it's the sanitation department is picking up your cans. It has your address on. It's right in front of your house. Is that a problem at all? Is there any issue whatsoever in that?
Aren't you mafkir? You don't want the garbage.
Mafkir.
No, but
it's your cans.
So the problem would be in mechuvah lakarka, but the case of the Bishop Brubings is when it's actually on your...
It's fahesya. We know fahesya can apply even by metaltolin, right? The case of the svina, the case of if it's fahesya, and everybody knows, and we'll talk about cars today as well, but the case of the svina is mefurish and shulchanot. Everyone knows that this svina is yours, even though it's metaltolin. Right, so you cannot have a non-Jewish kablon working on that svina, right? Building the svina, fixing the svina on Shabbos if it's in a mokom golui, right? It's out in the public arena that people can see it. If he's doing it at sina, he has his own in his garage, so then that's going to be okay. But the mokom golui. So here the garbage cans. Called the Mokum Goli, they're on the street in the sanitation department. That's their job to pick up the garbage. Right? So is that also mutter?
So in the alley, it's not a problem. You're saying?
No. I'm asking on the street. Is it mutter or usser?
It'll be usser because you have to take it out. So you're doing.
No, you took it out on Erev Shabbos, and they're coming on Shabbos to pick it up.
Would it be different in the newspaper where you have a choice whether you want to? Garbage is they do it for everyone.
Okay. He's not your kablon. He's not your. You didn't hire him. He's not. He's working for the city. They're working for the city. It's no problem at all. No problem. They're working for the city. And that's why by a mailman as well, right? A mailman as well, there's no problem dropping the letter in the mailbox on Erev Shabbos. And the mailman, they're going to pick up the letters on Shabbos, right, and deliver them. That's not a problem because he's working for the city. And you're not telling him when to do it, right? You're not telling him pick up the letters on Shabbos. He has a schedule. He's going to come at certain times on Shabbos and pick up the mail from the mailbox. So you're allowed to drop a letter in the mailbox right before Shabbos. Emes, that's a whole sugya, and it's Simin Reish Mem Zayin, which we're not really going into, because we simply don't have the time to do all of that. But that's the bottom line, halacha l'maise, that you're allowed to drop a letter in the mailbox before. He's working for the government. He's a kablon for the government, and therefore there is no problem. So anyone who's working for the government, they're not your kablon. You're not hiring them, right? That's not going to be a problem. That's not a problem. There's no marisayin. There's no shlichus over there because he's not working for you. Okay, I just wanted to point that out in the context of what Okay, but there is a din of kavlonis not only by mechuvah lakarka, which is a problem because of the fact that it's per fahesio, but what about other cases betolush, right, by kelim? For instance, a koves, a launderer, an avdon, a tanner, right? They give it to him before Shabbos, a shoe repair, a tailor, and we'll get to a car mechanic, where you're giving them a taltalin before Shabbos, right? And they are going to work on that. Is that mutter? Well, what's the makkah for that? That it is mutter, Where's the Makor? The Mishnah. The Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin on the base, that Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to give koyves, kelim la koyves, and oyves la avdon, right? So Beis Shammai says it's going to be also to give it to them on Erev Shabbos, and the Beis Hillel says matirin mashemesh, as long as you give it to them before Shabbos, it's going to be mutar. Now the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't give too many stipulations, too many conditions in terms of that, but there is a Gemara in Daf Yutes Amud Aleph that we did not see, but in the sugya of the postman of the letters, that the Gemara says that if it's kotsatz. Right, kotsatz, so then it's going to be muta, and you need kotsatz. It has to be kotsatz. What does kotsatz mean? What's kitsitsa? What does that mean? What's kotsatz? So that's one of the first conditions. We're going to see there are about four or five different conditions that are must be met in order for this kablonis to be muta in all of these scenarios. So what is kotsatz? What does that mean? Kotsatz. What?
Set a price.
That you're telling him, I'm going to pay you a certain amount, right? And that's going to be, that's necessary. So in all of these cases of a kavlon on mitaltalin, you have to have a kotsatz, and we'll see. We have to define it and refine it a little bit more later on. But the one of the basic conditions is kotsatz l'domim, right? That's what's necessary. Why? What? How does that help? The fact that you're caught satz lo domim, how does that help? Because it's adaita, then he's doing it adaita de nafshe. He's doing it to get the money, right? He's not doing it as your shliach. It's very clear that he's doing it adaita de nafshe. It's not like a schir yom. Schir yom also is working for money, but schir yom is being paid for his time. So he's your shliach to do the malacha on Shabbos. But the kablon is not being paid for his time, but the very fact that he's being paid, so then it makes it much more of an adaita than nafshe. Now the question is, what does that mean, kotsatz? Does it mean that you have to tell him before the job exactly how much he's going to be chayiv to pay? Right? How much he's going to be chayiv? So by a cleaners, they give you a slip, right? And it says on the slip exactly how much each garment is going to cost. So you know the price. By a car mechanic, right? Did they tell you the price beforehand? Right?
They give an estimate,
but the estimate very often is not correct, right? So they're not giving you the price. How do they figure out the price by a car mechanic? What? After they do it, so there's parts, right? And there's labor. And they don't know how many hours they're going to have to work, but they charge $45 an hour for labor and for parts, and they don't know exactly before when you bring the car in and you drop it off. They don't know what they're going to have to do. They don't know what the problem is. So they have no idea, really, if they make an estimate, but it's only an estimate. But is that considered to be kotsatz by the case of the car mechanic?
Yeah, because meaning since you're agreeing to pay, well, probably at least what we saw in the
just now. You started off right. Don't say the only problem.
No.
You're agreeing to pay, and what?
No, and therefore now he's going to be doing it now at the not pay.
You're agreeing to pay, but more than that, and the price is unknown. It won't be determined till afterwards. But the prices for the parts are already known. Right? Prices for labor are known. They don't know how many hours it's going to take.
Why is paying for labor not skriyom?
What?
Why is paying them for their labor not skriyom?
It's not skriyom because they could do it anytime they want. Yeah. You're not telling them to do it.
It's not just I'm paying you for an hour, I'm paying you for specifically.
Yeah, yeah, right. Even though you're paying for the hour, but it's only a skir yom, as I'm paying dafka for the hour on this day.
Okay.
Over here, they can do it on, and they want to do it on any day that they want. So it's not skir yom. It's only a kavlon. So it's very important to realize that a car mechanic, a launderer, a cleaners, a tailor, these are all kablonim. They're not schirei yom. They're being paid for the job. The haraya, if they don't complete the job, let's say by a car mechanic, right? They work 10 hours, but they can't finish. They can't fix it. They can't fix the car. You pay them anything? You don't pay them anything. No, you don't pay them unless they complete the job. You don't pay, right? A cleaner's, right? A tailor, unless he sews, so he finishes the garment, the job that you get, you don't pay him because he's being paid for the product, for the job itself. not for the time that he's for the time he's working. Not the Vart of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim said in the Siyum, very famous Vart of the Chafetz Chaim. Sha'anu ha'meinu v'heim ha'meinu mon ha'meinu mekabim yischa v'heim ha'meinu v'einu mekabim yischa. So Chafetz Chaim said, what do you mean by the non-Jews? They work and they don't get schar? Of course they get schar, right? When they work, they do a job. They're going to be paid for it. No one's going to do a job for you for free. A car mechanic, a cleaners, a tailor, right? They do a job to be paid. So the Chafetz Chaim said, there's a very big difference, because by the goyim, when they do a job, so they only get paid if they complete the job. When we learn Torah, right? Even if we don't complete the job, we don't figure out the sugya, we don't have the answers to everything. But we toil at it, we work at it, we get schar for that. We get schar for the amelus. For the amelus. They don't get schar for the amelus, for the work, for the effort, you get schar for the finished product. Right? So that's a famous verse from the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah points this out in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is in Reish Nun Beis. I want to tell you where it is so that you're able to point to it. In Sifkot and Yudalot, Mishnah Berurah says, Im Kotzatz, Hainosach Yodua, Velo Schir Yom, Vayen Simir Reish Nun Zayin Sif Beis, In Hisna Imo, She Yitin Lo, Schar, Vi Spasha Rimo, Avapish Lo, Pirish Kami Yitin Lo, Dino Ke Kotzatz. If they make an arrangement that he'll pay him for his work, even though they didn't stipulate the exact price now, right? That's also kotzas. Bizman azeh kelim lakove stomo dino kikotzas the kitzvoso yodur. So when you give garments into a cleaner's, you know what's going to cost for each garment. So even though it wasn't stipulated before how much you're going to pay, but since it's something which is yodua, right, which is known. So therefore, that's considered to be kotzas. And that we'll see a little later on. When do you need kitzitza? When do you need the din of kotzas? That's when you're giving it on Erev Shabbos. If you're giving it in earlier in the week, then you don't need kitzitza, right? But if you're bringing in clothes to the cleaners on Friday, right? So then you're going to need a, and they can't finish it before Shabbos, then you're going to need a kitzitza. But you have a kitzitza by the cleaners. You have a kitzitza by a car mechanic, because it's yodua, it's known what it would cost. The determination might be later on, but the prices are basically known from before. Mishnah Berurah says that's considered to be kotzatz. So that's one condition that you have to meet. Right, kotzot. But that condition, as we'll see, is only if you're bringing it in on Erev Shabbos, then you need a kotzot. So if you bring it in early in the week, right, Wednesday, Thursday, then you don't need kotzot, because when you bring it in on Erev Shabbos, it's nearer, it looks like you're telling him they're going to do it on Shabbos. There's more of a maris sign, and therefore you need the kitzitza, because by the kitzitza, through the kitzitza, then everyone realizes that he's doing the daita de nafshe. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it because you told him to do it on Shabbos. Yes.
How do people know that?
Well, if they know, if there is in this industry and this type of thing, there's usually a kitzitza. Yeah.
I'll ask the rest. Just in general about Marasan nowadays, like you're saying, how would other Jews know when you go into the clean rooms like on Friday, like if the how do they know like what you're doing? Right?
I always meet other Jews in the cleaners.
Okay, so I'll say
no. No, but you have to. We if it is a marisayin, afilu b'chadret chadorim who was. If there would be a marisayin in public, so Chazal say, right, whatever is also b'fahese is also even b'chadret chadorim, even if no one is around. But if it would be in public, right, there would be a marisayin. So therefore, even if there's no other Jews around, it's still going to be a problem, unless it's chutz latchum, right, where it's not shayich to have a marisayin b'far hesya. So then there's no reason in the chadri chador.
So what's the whole idea about like second day yonta, like you are you doing work but similar, not doing it in public?
Okay, I know what you mean. Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah, like, isn't
there an
idea of, like, doing some...
Yeah, by Malacha, it's considered to be B'fai Hesed. That's not because of Mari Zayin. That has nothing to do with Mari Zayin. That's because it'll lead to Machlaikis. It's a totally different issue. Okay, that's one condition. What's a second condition in order for this Kabbalonis? Let's talk about the cleaners. It's just the... And then we'll get to the car mechanic later.
Can't tell
but
him to do it on Shabbos.
What, you cannot tell him to do it on Shabbos, right? Because even though he's a Kabbalon, if you tell him to do it on Shabbos, or even if you tell him, you know, you don't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but you tell him, you bring it in very, very late on Friday, and you tell him, I need it Motzoi Shabbos, and the only way that he could do it would be to do it on Shabbos. That's the equivalent of telling him to do it on Shabbos. So that's going to be Osir, right? But if you bring it in, let's say, earlier in the day on Friday, you bring it in Friday morning, and he could theoretically, he could do it on Erev Shabbos, but he chooses to do it on Shabbos, right? So then that's going to be Mutar. Same thing with the car mechanic, right? You bring it in on Friday, and you tell him, I need it Sunday morning, I'm going on a trip Sunday morning, right? And the only time that he could possibly do it is on Shabbos. So then that's the equivalent of telling him to do it on Shabbos, and that's going to be also. Very interesting shaila that the place can discuss is what happens if you tell the car mechanic, you tell him, you bring it in on Friday, and it's going to take 5 hours to do this job. Theoretically, he could do it Saturday night. He usually closes 6 o'clock, right? Shabbos is over, let's say 6 o'clock. But he could do it. Theoretically, he could do it Saturday night. He has till 12 o'clock at night that he could do it. But he's not going to, because he doesn't want to work at night. But it is possible. It's not Shchiach. Not Shchiach, but it's possible. Is that considered to be a case where you're giving him the option of doing it B'chol? Or is it considered to be like you're actually telling him to do it on Shabbos? Because you know that he's not going to do it Motzoi Shabbos, even though theoretically he could do it on Motzoi Shabbos.
Yeah, you have to work within the business hours.
What?
You have to work within the business hours.
So this is a shayla. This is a big machlokes. This turns out to be a machlokes apoiskim, earlier achrayim, and then we'll see contemporary achrayim also argue about this. There's a taz in brought down in the Mishnah Brura, Reish Mem Dalet Sifkotin Chav Dalet. Reish Mem Dalet. This I didn't give you, but I just want to read this Taz. Reish Mem Dalet Sifkotin Chav Dalet is on page 105. O Kosov Taz, in Sochro Ligro Sefer, O Beged Tocho Sos Man. You hired him to finish a Sefer or to finish a Beged, also by a certain time. Who Kamakbid? And it's impossible for him to finish it unless he works on Shabbos. If he'll force himself and he'll work through the night, he could finish it on a weekday. It's as if you told him to do it on Shabbos. Since the derech is that that the goyim don't, they're not going to work on at night, late at night, even though theoretically they could. The Taz is saying, and this is the way the Prima Godim explains the Taz, that's the equivalent of telling him to do it on Shabbos. Because it has to be the norm. What is the norm of the Nochrim who are working? However, the Eliyahu Rabba disagrees with that, and he says that's going to be mutter, and so too there's a tshuva of Ramayshe. Where Ramayisha says, Kablonis is going to be Mota, that because the Yisrael doesn't care when he does it. He's not telling him specifically when to do it. I just need it done by a certain time. And as long as the Goy has the option of doing it on a Yom Chol, he'll have to do it at night. He could do it at night. So that's considered to be that I didn't tell him to do it. I didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. The fact that he doesn't want to work at night and he chooses to do it on Shabbos, that's a daita de nafshe. But I'm not forcing him to do it on Shabbos. It's not like the case where I give it to him. I give him the cleaners, the garment 5 minutes before Shabbos, and I say it has to be ready right after Shabbos is over. Then I'm forcing him. He has no time to do it other than Shabbos. But if he has time to do it at night, even though he doesn't want to do it at night, so that's Ramesha and based and the Eliyahu Rabbah hold that it's going to be Mutter. However, the Taz holds it. Also, Rav Yashi passes like the Taz. If you take a look at the handout I gave today from the Ark of Shabbos, last two pages, page 7 and page 8. Number 3. If the Gentile can conceivably complete the job before Shabbos, the Simcha Bunim Kam, can complete the job before Shabbos by working long hours, then according to some poskim, one may tell him to have the work ready immediately after Shabbos, because he could work through the night on Thursday, right, and he'll have it ready right after, it'll be ready right after Shabbos. He doesn't have to do it dafka on Shabbos, but he chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's the Eliyahu Rabbah, right, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes him. And then he says, other poskim, however, consider this to be tantamount to instructing the Gentile to do the Malacha on Shabbos, since one cannot reasonably expect the Gentile to work long hours to finish the job before Shabbos. It's Lo Shchiach, that's not the Derech HaOlam, and therefore it's the end. You know he's not going to do it late at night, so that's the equivalent of telling him to do it on Shabbos. Who paskins that way? Rav Yashi, Rav Scheinberg, Rav Yecheskel Roth, they all paskin like that. And that's the Taz. It's really the Mishnah Berurah quoting the Taz, right? And in cases of real necessity of a Shatz HaDachak, you can rely on the more lenient opinion on Rav Moshe and the Eliyahu Rabbah. Okay, so that's condition number 2. Yes.
But today, you know, with like unions and stuff like that, where they monitor how many hours you could be working. So how could you suggest that, you know, he's gonna be able to? How do you suggest this possibility? He's been working after hours.
I'm saying,
but typical situation, like a person who owns, you know, like
private mechanic. So
yeah, we're talking about a case where he has the option. Well, he has the option of working late, right? What about Sunday? You give him the car, or you give him the garment on Friday. I need it Monday morning, right? So I need it Monday morning. Now they could clean it on Sunday, but they're not open on Sunday. They don't clean on Sunday. Theoretically, there's an option of doing it on Sunday, but that's not the norm. They don't do it, right? What's the din? Say machlokes.
What's Rabbi Noach?
It'll be the same machlokes. What?
What's Rabbi Noach to do?
No, I always give them enough time. I never bring it in on Friday. I usually bring it in early in the week because I want to have it by the end of the week. So it's same machlokes. It's the same principle, right? Where they have the option to do it on Sunday, so then you're not really telling them that you have to do it on Shabbos. On the other hand, since you know they're not going to do it, shlo shchiyah, they're not open on Sunday, so therefore, that's the machlokes, whether that's considered to be that it's as if you told them to do it on Shabbos. Okay? Now that's condition number 2. What's condition number 3 that we see from Shulchan Aruch? All of these conditions are mentioned in Reish Nun Beis, Siv Beis. Let me go back one moment. No, okay, let's finish the conditions, and then we'll go back. There's so many different details here. What's the third condition? Third condition, in order for the kabbalonis on the kli to be muta, right? Gam shiyasa ayinu Yehudi amalacha bebeisa. It cannot be done on the premises of the Yisrael. It has to be done in the reshus of the goy. So when you bring it to the cleaners, to the tailor, the car mechanic that is doing it, he's not doing it on your property, he's doing it in his shop, right? So it cannot be done on the premises of the Yisrael. And what's the reason for that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because if it's done b'beis Yisrael, then we say what? There's a marisayin. The marisayin is that people will say he's doing it and he's the shliach of the Yisrael, right? And Yisrael told him to, made him a shliach to do it, because he's doing it in the house of in the house of a Jew. It doesn't have to be in the house of a Jew. It can on the property of the Jew. He's doing it in the backyard. Or he's doing it on the lawn. Right? As long as it's in the reshus of the Yisrael. So then that's going to be awesome. And here's where we saw the Chayyodam. We spoke about this yesterday. Chayyodam said, the Beis Yisrael, let's say, it's the minog that in the whole city that it's done through kabbalonis. It's done through a plumber. Right? A plumber. A gardener. The minog is, it's kabbalonis. Right? He works on his own time. You pay him for the job. You're not paying him for the hour. Right? So the gardener, let's say, chooses to come on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a Wednesday, and he comes, so he wants to come on Wednesday. That's his day of the week that he comes to mow your lawn. Right? So then he's doing it b'rishus Yisrael. But everybody knows he's a kablon. You don't tell him what day to come. He chooses, he picks which day he wants to come. Yeah. So what's the din in a case like that? Is that going to be motor?
Well, no one's going to think that you told him to come bother you on the one day that you're actually in your house during the daytime, at least if you're a man that works during the daytime. No one's going to think, so it's definitely limchos. Like, everyone's going to assume you are limchos, at least, maybe not actually limchos, but...
So the gardener is interesting. But let's see about the case of the gardener, but the case of the plumber, right? And he chooses to come. The plumber, he comes, especially if you have a problem on Yom Tov, Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have a leak or something, everything's backed up, and so that's already, you have to ask a shayla in a case like that. But a kablon on, what?
That's mechubar.
What? It's mechubar, yeah, but that's mechubar, that's mechubar. But even by, let's say, by a kli, the tailor is in your house and he wants to do. So the Chayyodim says that in the Beis Yisrael, even though it's done b'kavlonis, it's going to be also because of the Marisayin. What's the Marisayin? Everyone knows he's a kavlon. Because people will think, as we mentioned this Chayyodim yesterday, people will think that you told him to do it on Shabbos. Right? Even though he's a kavlon, but if it's in your Rishus, people will think that you told him to do it dafke today on Shabbos. And therefore, that was the third type of Marisayin, the third category of Marisayin that we mentioned yesterday. The Ran, the Ri, and then we have this Chayyodim, that people will think that you told him to do it on Shabbos. And that certainly applies when he's doing it in the house of a Yisrael. So then there's the fourth condition, right? So we can't be in the house of a Yisrael, because then there's going to be a Marisayin, even though you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos. Right, but there's a Marisayin in the house of Yisrael. It has to be in the Rishus of a Goy. Let's say it's not in the Rishus. What?
Is there a Chiyuv Limchos?
Yeah, sure. If it's the Rishus of Yisrael, there's a Chiyuv Limchos. You have to tell him not to do it. Then there's a fourth condition that, let's say he's not doing it in the house of Yisrael. He's also not doing it in the house of a Goy, in his own house, but he's doing it on the street. He's doing it on the street, in the Mokom of Farhesio, right? The Mokom Golui. Right, and people know that it belongs to the Yisrael, right? So then that's also going to be also. Let's say your car is parked on the street, and a mechanic comes and he's going to work on the car on the street, right? So then that's considered to be b'farhesia, right? So that's going to be us. Or let's say he has a shop, In Okanami, that's his property, but it's open to the public. Everybody who walks by there can see him working on the cars, right? That's also the Farhesia, right? Question is, do they know that it's your car? Do they know that it's your car? So how do they know it's your car? Who knows it's your car? Your family members know it's your car, right? Do the other people know? They know it's the car of a Jew, right? If it says on the license plate, I love Torah, right? Or it says a license plate, I love being, I'm a Jew boy, something like that. Mashiach, something like that. Or Hatzolah, says a Hatzolah license plate. So then they know it belongs to a Jew, but they don't necessarily know who it is. Who is the Yisrael that it belongs to? Is there Marisayin on that? So that's also a shayla. That's Reish Nun Beis Sivkotn Chaf Hei. Reish Nun Beis Sivkotn Chaf Hei. If you take a look, In Sif Gimel on page 114.
Question.
Imhoisa, let me finish this. Imhoisa melacha mifursemis viyadua shehishal yisrael veosa isa b'makam mifursam tov lahach mevolesa. Right? So it's mifursam, people know it belongs to Israel, and it's done b'makam goloi. So then the Mechaber says that's going to be us. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Chavei, Yadua, Tfiza Achilukim Shinikorim, Hachalukim, clothing, which is Nikor, which is obvious, Shaim Shal Yisrael Veinu Yehudi Mechabson Agabi Yanoa Shumokam Goli Mefusam, so if Limchos Biyodok Shuro Bishavis, Morgan Avram. Let's say there are certain clothes which were Miyuchod for Jews. What? A Bekesho, a talis cotton. Right, and the goy is washing the talis by the river, right? The mamakam goloi. So then you have to stop them, right? Do people know whose talis cotton this is? It doesn't say on there. This talis cotton belongs to this particular person. No, but they know it belongs to Yisrael. So the Morgan Avram says there's a marisayin that the goy is doing malacha for Yisrael. Avol b'toyseh Shabbos kosar de lo shayich bozeh chashodo de lo no da shel mihu. The Toyseh Shabbos disagrees with the Magen Avraham. Toseh Shabbos. It's an achor. Toseh Shabbos disagrees with the Magen Avraham and says, as long as they don't know who it belongs to, even though they know it belongs to a Yisrael, there's no maris. Machloikis Magen Avraham and Toseh Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. For Marisayin, do you have to know as long as it belongs to Yisrael? Or do you have to know which Yisrael it belongs to? V'achayodom hekil bozeh od mitam acher. Chayodom was meko for another reason as well. The keren shiadua shemino ko b'nei o'i alitin kelim lakoveis b'kablonis. Okay, now filo v'enu Yehudi mechapsan b'mokom b'fursan mutar. De'im bozeh chashodom mishum schirion. So Chayodom says that even since everyone knows that it's done bikabalonis, the kvisa, the washing is done bikabalonis, so even though the goy is washing it by the riverside, right? The mokum mefursam, the farhesia, so where there's no chishad. Mishum schir yom. Apparently the chishad is, as the Chayodam says, only in the house. In your house, then there's a chishad, even though everyone knows it's done bikabalonis. Shabbat, you told him to do it today. You're going to pay him for the work that he's doing today on Shabbat. But if it's done outside, it's done in a public area, not the house of the Israel, so then the Chayyadim holds that there's not a Shabbat. So Mimela, by the riverside, washing the talis cotton by the riverside, there could be two reasons why there's no problem of Marisayin, even though it's done in public. One reason is because people don't know who's the owner of this talis cotton. Right? They know it belongs to a Jew. But now they don't know in particular who the owner is. And secondly, because everyone knows that it's done b'kabalonis, and the very fact that it's not in the house of the Israel, so we're not choishesh for that people will say that he told the guy to do it on Shabbos. Okay? So this is a very important shaila, because the car that says Hatzola on the license plate, so people know it belongs to a Israel. They don't know who. Hatzolah members. There could be any one of 40 different Hatzolah members. Right? So or it says anything else. I love Torah. Right? They don't know which Jew. But that depends on the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Tosfos Shabbos. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah seems to be makel on that, like the Chayei Adam. Yes?
The Chayei Adam still, does he only hold by his chashash, the Chayyadim's chashash, to the exclusion of...
No, he also holds
to
the chashash, so
skiri reason to be makel?
Right, reason to be makel. If it's not done in the house of Israel, so then he's going to be makel. So how many conditions do we have? This is an opportunity that you have. No one learns these halachas, I can tell you. They don't learn these in Hilchos Shabbos, they learn Bishul, Boire, Adosh. These simonim are the hardest simonim in Chelo Gimel, as you can see. And people don't learn it. You have an opportunity, really, to when these halachas has, which apply all the time. So how many conditions do we have?
Four.
We have kotzatz, you need kotzatz. right? And you cannot tell the guy, the Kabbalah, to do it on Shabbos, or create a situation where he has to do it on Shabbos, right? Then number three, there cannot be, it has to be in Beis Nochri, not in Beis Yisrael. Number four, it cannot be B'makom Goloi, if people will know that this belongs to, that this belongs to a Yisrael. Well, that's a machloikis.
I mean,
yeah, Magen Avraham. Yeah, okay. The way the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that specific Yisrael.
But it's not a problem. I mean, like somebody could have typed that in memorized my lessons later, but like
you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. What happens if your neighbors know? If the neighbors know that this is your car, all the neighbors on the block, right? And they, if they'll see the car, they'll see the car by the mechanic, right? And he's working on the car on Shabbos, so that might be a marisayin, because then they know a specific Yisrael. You don't have to have the. This is a shayla.
How far
do you have to be chayshu? This is also a shayla. This is a shayla that the case of the svina, right? Where's the case of the svina? That's in Reish Mem Dalet, right? The Svina, which is your dua that it belongs to Israel, that is on page 105 in Sif Dalet, Melecha Fahesya, Afilo Metaltalin, Kigon Svina, Hayadua li Yisrael Dina Kamo Meleches Mechuba. Right? So by the Svina, which is, they're working on it in public, it's a Melecha Befahesya. So that has a status of, it's similar to Mechuba, because Mechuba is Befahesya. The case of the Svina is also Fahesya. So we're talking about a case where people know that this boat belongs to a particular Yisrael. So there's that's the case. They know that how many Jews have boats, right? So he has a yacht. So they're working on the yacht in public. So so people will know. So that's Bifai Hesed. There is a marshag.
But that's outside.
What? No. It's inside here. Yeah, people have. They bring their boats. To their houses, right?
Oh.
And then they bring it to a shop. And they're working on it in the shop. But people
know
that
this boat
belongs. But not in
like the marina is outside the town.
Yeah, yeah. No,
marina's not outside the town.
It's part of the same city. So that would also be a problem if it's in the marina and they're working on it on Shabbos. Because it's theoretically possible to walk to Marina Del Rey. Right, it's within the Tchum Shabbos. So the Marshag, Rav Shimon Greenfield, he's wrote Shaila, very interesting Shaila Sutshuvis. So he says that by a car is different than a boat, because by a car is not considered to be Melocha Befarhesya, even if a few people, some neighbors, know that the car belongs to this particular person. But not everyone knows that. But by the case of the boat, he says, by the boat, it's your dua lakol. Your dua lakol. But everybody knows that this boat belongs to the person, right? To this Yisrael, right? So that's what he wants to make that distinction. It's you don't see that in the Mishnah Berurah, right? As long as there are other people who know, it doesn't have to be the whole city or rove of the community, but there are people who know that this belongs to him, so that could be Bifar Hesed,
because
like
it's
the case
rare.
Of the boat.
What? Because it's rare, so like anything rare.
No, not rare. Doesn't have to. People know. People on the block know that this car. He has a right. He has a particular what? It doesn't have to be like a Mustang. It could be even a Camry. But people know that this Camry belongs to him. It has a, let's say it's a unique color or something. And so therefore, that's going to be considered to be referring.
I mean, so if you have five Camrys of the same, and unless you memorize the license plate.
So
like my neighbor can know, oh, I have a Camry like this, but it doesn't, unless you know the license plate number,
it's
not going to know which one it is.
A green charcoal.
Unless it has certain scratches on it and certain.
And yeah. The person pays attention to it enough.
Yeah. It has to be
that's true.
Something that people would know.
Every car has that ding,
yeah.
You know, that's.
But it has to be something that is nikra. Okay. Then the fifth condition is, we mentioned that there's a difference between let's say, the car or the garment, bringing it in on Erev Shabbos, then on Shabbos. And this is discussed. It's a Ramah, right? It's a Ramah. Okay, Ramah in Reishman Beis. What is the Im lo kotzatz also be'erev Shabbos? No, that's lo kotzatz.
Rechayim shel ploni.
Okay, I'll have to find it afterwards. But there's a difference between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. It's brought in the Orchid Shabbos, he talks about it as well. The Orchid Shabbos on page 3, Shin Chof Vav. It's six days. In the remote, Reishon Beis. Why can't I see? Can I find it? Im lo kotzatz. Yeah, that's what I read before. Im lo kotzatz also the Erev Shabbos. Right? On Erev Shabbos, you must have a ketzitza. Earlier in the week, you don't have to have a ketzitza. So the Mishnah Brura says in Sifkot and Yudches, Im lo kotzatz hainu shelo hisna yime Yisrael odo sroro. And Yehudi mitzapel l'tashlum schar osur v'lo amina adaita d'nashe ko'avikem shel Yisrael lo hivticho behedra v'erev Shabbos d'kshenosno lo v'erev Shabbos mechse ki lo nosno lo amenas shiyase b'Shabbos shekotzas adaita d'nashe ko'avik lo mechse ki lo on me'aloke kosu apostim d'ksheyeshos l'gomra mi'ba'od yom muta afilo v'erev Shabbos. So on erev Shabbos, if there's enough time to do it before Shabbos, so then it's going to be muta even with al ketzitza. If there's not enough time for the goy to do it on Erev Shabbos, that's when you need ketzitza. But if there's enough time for him to do it, to fix it, to clean it on Erev Shabbos, so then you don't need a ketzitza. But if it's on Wednesday or Thursday, if you give it to him Wednesday or Thursday or earlier in the week, even if they won't have a chance to do the malacha before Shabbos, right? So as long as you don't tell them to do it on Shabbos, it's going to be muta even without ketzitza. You have that? It's a little complicated. That's part of the condition of ketzitza. When do you need ketzitza? Again, if it's on Erev Shabbos and they cannot do the malacha, they cannot finish it before Shabbos, that's when you need ketzitza to show that it's adaita d'nafshei ka'avi. Because if you won't have a ketzitza, it looks like you're telling them to do it on Shabbos, even though you didn't tell them to do it on Shabbos. You told them that I can have it ready for Tuesday, right? But it looks like there's a mari sign that it looks like that you're telling them to do it on Shabbos. Masha. So therefore, you need ketzitza, which makes it adaita d'nafshei. If, however, it's earlier in the week, so then even if the goy could not complete the job before Shabbos, right? So we're not concerned about that mari sign, and you don't even need ketzitza because it's so early in the week, right? Again, you have to be the condition. Though must be there that you're not telling them to do it on Shabbos, and you're not telling them, you're not creating a situation that they have to do it on Shabbos, right? It's just this maris ayin that people might think that you told them to do it on Shabbos. So let's take the case of the car mechanic. Let's apply this to the car mechanic. So what are the conditions? What are the conditions? Just an application of whatever we've learned, and then you'll see some. variations, some variations in this, right? Number one, what do you have to do when you bring it in? What? Ketzitza, kotzatz. If you're bringing it in, let's say, on Friday, so you have to be kotzatz. Is there ketzitza by a kohen mechanic?
No.
There is. There is mistoma. There is. You don't even have to say anything. It's understood you're going to pay him, right? Understood you're going to pay him. And it's yudua. The price is all yudua. You don't know whether he has to change the transmission or whether the carburetor or what exactly he has to do. But once he does that, the parts are yudua. And labor, we know how much labor is going to be charged for. So based on that Mishnah Berurah, that if it's yudua already, what the prices are, that's considered to be like kotzatz. He's working for to be paid, to be compensated, and it's yodua what the compensation is. What happens if you bring it to someone who's just going to do you, he's doing a favor for you, he's going to fix the car b'chino, right? He's not going to charge for it. Is that mutar rasa? Is that mutar rasa? Mishnevura. Well, Mishnevura, it's really a machlokes in the that the Ramah brings down. Ramah brings a machlokes in Reish Nun Beis. Im lo kotzatz osa derech Shabbos. Yeshchokim ayein liel simin Reish Nun Yeshchokim im osa lo bechinom dahayne b'toyves hanor. The Mechaber said if kotzatz or osa lo b'toyves hanor, that's going to be mutar. What's Tovas Hanor? Tovas Hanor means he's doing you a favor because you did him fair to pay you back. Right? That's the equivalent of kotzatz. Because it's like you did him favors before, so therefore he's doing this for you. So he's paying back, right? It's like you paid him already by doing the favors for him before. So if there's a Tovas Hanor, even though no money is going to change hands over here, right? So the Mechaber holds that Toves Hanor is the equivalent of Kotzatz. The Ramah brings down Poskim who say Toves Hanor is not the equivalent of Kotzatz. Right? The very fact that he's paying up for a favor that you did him, that's not Kotzatz. So that's a Mahlok. But in the standard case of a car mechanic, so there is a Kotzatz. That's number one. Number two, second condition, he cannot be doing the job on the property of the Yisrael, right? He has to be doing it on his own property. The number three, condition number three, you cannot tell him to do it on Shabbos or create a situation that he's muchroch to do it on Shabbos. So it has to be that he has enough time either to do it before Shabbos or to do it after Shabbos. You're bringing the car Friday, late Friday afternoon, and tell him I don't need the car till Tuesday. Right, so he has time to do it. He has time to do it on Monday. He doesn't have to do it on Shabbos, even though he chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's going to be mutar because you're not telling him to do it on Shabbos. Another condition is that it cannot be something which is bifarhesya when he's doing it in the shop. If people know that this is the car of Yisrael, right? So that's bifarhesya, and that's going to be. Right? That's going to be also. What is that tali on? What's that tali on? Mogen Avraham and Taisi Shabbos. Right? People know the license plate indicates it belongs to a Jew, right? Or he has he has an Israeli flag flying from the on the car. Not a Lakers flag. An Israeli flag flying from the car. And they don't do that in Los Angeles. It's all Lakers flags. So people know it belongs to a Yisrael. But they don't know who, right? That's the Machlokes Mogen Avraham and the Tosis Mogen Avraham and Tosis Shabbos. So those are the conditions that have to be met. Now there's a very interesting Shaila, and this in the Orcha Shabbos he brings down all of these conditions. Now in terms of whether you need Ketzitza. If you bring it in on Friday, if you bring it in on Wednesday, right? There should be a difference. If you bring it in on Friday and they can't fix it before Shabbos, then you need ketzitza. If you bring it in on Wednesday, right? Even if they can't fix it before Shabbos, you don't need ketzitza. Is that relevant? Halacha l'maisa? Is that what? Not so much. Because there is a ketzitza automatically. automatically, it will be some kind of job that you're giving to the guy where the prices are not fixed, right? It's not known beforehand what the prices are, right? And so then you need a ketzitza. You would have to fix a price. But over here, in most cases today, the prices are known, even though you didn't talk about it with the guy beforehand. But it's your dua, so that's based on the Mishnah Berurah. That's considered to be a ketzitza. Okay? So there's a very, very fascinating shayla, Simin Memtes in the Meshiv Bahalocha. Rabbi Chiel Talver is the head of the Machon Horoi in Muncie. Machon Horoi in Muncie is a koilel, a huge koilel, in which they learn Choshen Mishpon and Ebon Ezer, and they have a Bezdin. And Rabbi Chiel Talver probably is one of the biggest Bikim in Choshen Mishpot in the United States, possibly in the world. We know him, the RCC Bezdin talks with him all the time. This man is a genius, and he knows Choshen Mishpot. He knows all Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. It's Chassidisha. Most of the people who learn there are Chassidisha. But he has Kuntresim called Meshiv Bahalocha that he writes with a lot of very, very interesting shaylas, and he answers the shaylas. So he was presented with this shayla, Simin Memtes, two shaylas that he was presented with, Nogea to our sugyas. Simin Memtes, Misha Noisein Mechoinis LeMechanic, Be'erev Shabbos, LeSakno, Verotza Sheyigmar Tikon HaMechoinis Ad Yom Rishon Vavoke, Be'ezo Eifen Muta, Be'ezo Eifen Osir. Right? You brought in the car on Erev Shabbos, and you want it to be ready on Sunday morning, right? Under what circumstances a mutter, what circumstances us? So he answers, Im yeshohus ligmaroso be'erev Shabbos mutter lo maloshi en nigmar ad yom rishon bavoke. If they could fix the car on Erev Shabbos, so then you can tell them, have it ready by Sunday. The fact that they choose to fix it on Shabbos, they had the option of fixing it on Erev Shabbos. Im ein shohus lo sakta be'erev Shabbos mutter, so Shabbos achat seisa kuchovim. Yeshos l'sakno, right? Let's say they can't fix it on Erev Shabbos. Not enough time. But they could fix it if Shabbos is over, let's say, at 6 o'clock. And they could fix it after that, right? We discussed that. We touched upon that before. Dino Toli, im lifrokim motzi she mechanic adayin oivet ve'osam shos muto lo lo ma she yigma yom vishem ba'boken. Sorry, klavot. Shows Mukhoris Balaila Shin Darko Shama mechanic lava those and shows Osolomolo Shiikma Yom Vishin Babok. If sometimes the mechanic will stay late, he'll stay to 8-9 o'clock, right? And therefore he has the option of fixing it after Shabbos, then it's gonna be muta. But if it's not Shayich, you know, he'll have to stay till 12 o'clock at night, which he never does. Right? So then it's going to be awesome. And then it's going to be us. That's what he says. And now he has a very, very fascinating shayla. Right?
That was Machlokes we saw before.
So he is paskening. He is paskening like the Taz, right? Like the Taz and the Rebbe Yashiv, that if he has to do it on Shabbos, because you know he's not going to stay till 12 o'clock at night on Motzoi Shabbos, that's the equivalent of telling him to do it on Shabbos. Now he has a shayla. What happens? You bring in the car Friday morning. Right? This is a very common scenario. Bring it in Friday morning. And it's theoretically enough time to finish it before Shabbos. But there's a whole line of cars that are before you. Right? He says to the Israel, you know, I have six cars that I have to fix before your car. And I can't really take your car out of order. Because first come, first serve. Right? So, but theoretically, he could fix it. He just doesn't want to because of this principle of first come, first serve. So what is the halacha in that case? V'chein she shows ve'erev Shabbos l'sakno. Yesh ma mechanic kama mechonios l'sakin. Yorokil l'sakno v'yaseidah shevir l'sakin rishon v'yaseidah and shows l'sakno lifnei Shabbos. Im yom alo shutzorich osa yom rishon v'avokeh. Bavadi Yisakna Vishabis was Gamkin Toli, Yim Lifomi Mishana Seda, Misakin, Hamucha Kodam Muta, Vimlav Osa. So it all depends whether sometimes he switches around the order. Does this mechanic sometimes take cars that are brought in later, he fixes them before the other cars? Or no, he sticks to the rule of first come, first served. Va'af loma lo b'der kremes ve'eish ani tzorich leilach ledar ki b'yom rishon v'boke gam kein also loma lo dovot sh'ayidei ze yovin shu tzorich lo liyom alo ki yatsa miyatsmo mutar yon sh'yitin lo stam lo sakta v'yisapa lo ma'ise mi'amaisa yovin ha'akum sh'dayto lisa v'amachonis b'yom alo v'boke mi'mele yocha liya sh'agoy yishtadel asosa b'shabes mutar v'chei mutar lo loma loma b'yisman. In other words, if you tell him derech sibur dvar, you tell him derech reviza, you know, I need to go with the, I need the car on, I need to go to travel on Sunday morning, right? So that already, that's going to be also. But if it's a derech sipo dvorim, so then that's going to be more. Okay, so as far as the cars that are there before, and you're later, you brought your car in later, so that depends whether sometimes he switches, sometimes or he never switches, he follows first come, first serve principle. Okay, that's one shayla. Let me just do one more shayla that he has. This is on, it's a Simin Nun Beis, because this brings up some new issues that we haven't discussed. In Simin Nun Beis, you call the towing company that they should tow your car. Right? You call them on Friday, you're expecting them to come Friday afternoon and tow your car to the shop. Right? Cars in the, and the, what happened? Towing company was delayed, as happens so often. Right? They're delayed. And they come on Shabbos, they come Friday night, and they want to tow your car to the shop. Right? Are you allowed to let them tow the car to the shop? Or do you have to stop? Or do you have to stop? So what would you say? What would you say? Based on the principles that we've learned. Right? You have to paskin the shayla.
What? They could have come during Shabbos. They just came in,
They're kabloni. They're certainly kabloni. They're going to be paid. They're kabloni. But
the only question is for Hesia.
Yes.
But I guess it would depend on where the car is.
Oh, where is the car? If the car's sitting in your driveway, right, and all the neighbors are coming home from shul, right, and they see the towing company, right, it's b'fai Hesia. Even if the neighbors are not coming home from shul, it's b'fai Hesia. Right? It's b'fai Hesia. What happens if the car is a block away? Car is parked a block away, right? And therefore, then it wouldn't be b'fai Hesia. So under those circumstances, you can take it. So that's what the answer is. Tshuva. Yem l'chol nisom in ala driveway, shelo tzorich limchal, shelo yikuchen av yishavitz. So maybe b'rachol, somech l'beisa, l'chadchil anochen l'mono, shelo yikuchen av yishavitz. Depends where it's parked. If it's parked a block away, it's parked around the corner, then it's not b'fai Hesia that they're towing your car, that's okay. What happens if it's parked in front of your house, or very, very close to your house, that still could be b'fai Hesia, and therefore you should try to stop them from taking it on Shabbos. So he comes, right? He comes, and let's say it's in your driveway. You have to be moche, right? You have to be moche. So you're moche. And he says, okay, pay. You have to pay me for this trip in vain. Right? To pay me, and next time I'll come back. Saturday night, you have to pay again. Right? So what do you have to do under those circumstances? Do you have to pay in your macho'o? Do you have to pay to make sure that they don't take the car? Right?
On Shabbos?
No, they'll bill you.
So it's going to be hefsid mamon.
There'll be a hefsid mamon.
But not so bad that it'll ruin your Shabbos.
Okay, so where is this discussed?
Mishnah Berurah.
Where in the Mishnah Berurah?
That's a good guess.
This is page 105. There's a Ramah. The Mechaber says, "Bonu by Einu Yehuda Yisrael Bayis B'Shabbos Be'isa Nochan LaHachmir Shalui Konsuva." Right? They built the house. The Mishnah Berurah explains that they built a house bikablonis, it's not going to happen that you shouldn't live in that house, right? Because it's only here, it's, since it's kablonis, it's only marisani. So it's a nochen lahakri. If it was schire yom who built the house, then what's the din?
Can't go ever.
Me'ikah hadin, it's also liolam. Me'ikah hadin is going to be also liolam lo, the person who asked them, who hired them to build it. For others, it'll be a mutar b'chdei shiyasu. But even then, there's going to be a nochen lahachmir, even for the near for the others. Okay, and then the Rama says, Mio im hisna Yisrael limeinu Yehudi. Right? Let's say you stipulate with the goy not to do the malacha on Shabbos, and the goy comes and he wants to do the malacha on Shabbos because he wants to get it over with. So ein lochush, you don't have to be concerned about that. You could let him do it, and you don't have to make. You don't have to make a machor. For instance, let me give you an example. You you bought furniture, and you told them not to deliver the furniture on Shabbos. And on Shabbos day, the furniture truck pulls up in front of your house, and they want to deliver the furniture. Right? So what do you have to? You stipulated with them, right? That they shouldn't do it, right? They shouldn't do it. Do you have to be mocha? You have to be mocha. So look in the Mishnah Berurah, Chaf Beis, Bal Korchoi. They want to do it against your will. If you stipulated with them, then you don't have to worry. You weren't negligent, right? You did all that you could do. You don't have to be mocha. This is a Mordechai in a Rebbe in Yerucham. Mogen Avram disagrees with this halacha. The Kevin Shul Mechuba that a milsa de farhesa ika chashoda de roim shelo yedu shehisna. So Mogen Avram disagrees with this remark, and he says, but it's b'farhesia, and people don't know that you made the tnai with the goy. They have no idea. They made it tonight. They might think there's a marisayin. They might think that you told him to come on Shabbos, and therefore the Mogen Avraham said you have to be moche. One should not be mekel. You got to tell the furniture company, right? Come back a different day, right? You got to tell the tow truck, right? Come back a different day, even though you were moche. Even if you were mocha before. If you weren't mocha, if you didn't make a tnai, if you didn't make a tnai with them, and you didn't tell them when to come, that's your negligence. Then for sure you have to stop them from coming. Right? But even if you were mocha, Mogen Avraham and Elio Rabba say that they disagree with the Rama, you have to be mocha. In Rokel Bazet, Yira Limcha Slo Lamono Mipuloso, Kosar Elio Rabba. So now the question is, do you have to pay money? Do you have to lose money because they came and they want to do the job on Shabbos? Your Rabbi says, if you stipulated with them not to come on Shabbos, you did what you had to do, and they came. You have to be moche. Tell them not to come. Right? Tell them not to deliver the furniture. But if it's going to, you'll incur a loss, right? So you don't have to incur a loss. Well, mashmur l'shon him lo hisna mitchila ein daiva ma'chosso b'vad mitzorech l'fazim ima osam kidei she yifzikul mirshetayma deposha davalei lahasnos mitchila. But it's mashmur from the Yo Rabba, if you didn't stipulate with them not to come on Shabbos, right? And they came on Shabbos and they insist on doing the job, you have to pay them money to stop them from doing the job, even though you will incur a loss. So the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarichil Medina, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that if you made a tnai with them before, you were not posheya, and they're coming to deliver the furniture, to the tow truck is coming to pick up the car on Shabbos, so then you have to stop them, but you don't have to incur a loss to stop it. But if you were negligent, you didn't stipulate, right? So then you're going to have to incur a loss. Okay? This happens with not just with furniture delivery, right? It happens with other types of deliveries, moving companies, right? You move, and the moving truck shows up on Shabbos, and they want to drop off everything. Otherwise, they're going to take everything, put it in storage, and you're going to have to pay them for the extra work, right? And the storage, right? You're going to incur a loss. So it all depends. According to Mishavur, it will depend on whether you stipulated before, don't come on Shabbos, or you didn't stipulate before. Okay, so there's a lot more here, but these are some of the very, very prominent shailas that come up in terms of kablonis, both by bias, by the chubal akarka, and also by tovish. Okay, tomorrow we're going to start. I gave you the ma'am requirements for tomorrow. The sugya of shufis.